This week on Renewed Mindsets, as we prepare to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I'll leave the basic yearly retelling of the event to your pastor. I want to talk to you about fear and confusion. Turn to hope, reassurance, and purpose. And I'll throw in the importance that God places on women in ministry for good measure. I won't talk about pagan rituals, bunnies, or fertility goddesses. I'll let the Holy Spirit talk to you about that. Let's go, boys.
Hey, welcome to Renewed Mindsets, where we study the basics of the faith through the lens of our middle-aged experiences. I'm Rick. Welcome to the show where I help you Gen Xers and millennials navigate spiritually through a world that looks nothing like we expected back when cars were square and mullets were totally awesome. I am so glad you're here.
Have you ever had a moment in your life when you felt completely lost? Maybe it was a time when you didn't know which way to turn or what to do next. I have. I can relate to that feeling. And I'm sure most of you can too. I'm going to start off by reading some scripture. It comes from the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. Saturday evening, when the Sabbath ended, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome went out and purchased burial spices so they could anoint Jesus' body. Very early on Sunday morning, just at sunrise, they went to the tomb. On the way, they were asking each other, "Who will roll away the stone for us at the entrance to the tomb?" But as they arrived, they looked up and saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled aside. When they entered the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a white robe sitting on the right side. The women were shocked, but the angel said, "Don't be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He isn't here. He's risen from the dead. Look, this is where they laid his body. Now go and tell his disciples, including Peter, that Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. You'll see him there, just as he told you before he died." The women fled from the tomb, trembling and bewildered, and they said nothing to anyone because they were too frightened. Then they briefly reported all this to Peter and his companions. Afterward, Jesus himself sent them out from east to west with the sacred and unfailing message of salvation that gives eternal life. Amen. Just like those women who visited the tomb, we've all experienced moments of sadness and fear and confusion. They had just lost their beloved teacher, and now they were faced with the shock of finding his tomb empty. Can you imagine how they must have felt? It's like when we were kids and we got lost somewhere. We felt confused. We were scared. We didn't know what to do. But here's the neat part. The answer to their confusion and fear actually came in the form of advice. The women at the tomb received guidance from angels who appeared to them. These angels reminded them of what Jesus had said, and suddenly everything made sense. They gained clarity and purpose. So let's talk about three important things that we can learn from this story. First and foremost, it's important to remember that God has a plan for each of our lives. Sometimes life can be confusing and we struggle to understand what's happening. We may even question our purpose, even when things seem to be going well. But Resurrection Sunday reminds us that there's a bigger plan at play, and it's crafted by God. Just like the women who discovered the empty tomb, we can find purpose and meaning in our lives even when things seem confusing. They were devastated at first, but then they learned about Christ's resurrection and realized that God's ultimate plan for humanity was real. We live in a world of uncertainty. Resurrection Sunday brings hope and reassurance. It reminds us that our lives have a greater purpose, even if we don't understand it. It shows us that God's love and guidance is going to shine through even in times of darkness. We all need to take time to reflect on our faith and find comfort in it. With unwavering devotion and faith, we can uncover the hidden treasures in life's puzzles. Resurrection Sunday inspires us to seek God's will and align our lives with His plan and embrace the extraordinary destiny that awaits us. Each year, Resurrection Sunday calls us to renew our spirits and let go of our doubts. It encourages us to embrace patience and perseverance, and that leads to a fulfilling life with purpose and meaning. We need to hold on to the belief that God's plan for our lives is beyond our understanding, and with trust in Him, we can navigate through life with confidence. Resurrection Sunday unveils that tapestry of purpose and meaning, and it's waiting for us to discover it. We may always find solace and enlightenment in the hope of this sacred day. It shoots us forward to a future filled with joy and peace and faith that unwavers. A lot of times in life, we encounter challenges and obstacles that seem overwhelming. Sometimes we don't think we'll ever be able to overcome them. Whether it's the pressures of school way back in the day, personal relationships, uncertain futures, these kind of difficulties can leave us feeling scared and hopeless. But there's a source of strength, a source of peace that can help us face anything that comes our way. That's Jesus. Just like the women at the tomb who were scared at first and overwhelmed, a lot of times that we feel consumed by fear and uncertainty. It's in these moments that we got to remind ourselves that Jesus is present and alive, and He's ready to guide and support us. When we realize that Jesus is with us, our fear dissipates, and it's replaced by a renewed sense of hope and courage. Jesus in our lives can make a world of difference in our ability to face all these different challenges. With Him by our side, we can handle anything that comes our way. His teaching and His example show us how to navigate the complexities of life. It gives us grace. He gives us humility. He offers us guidance and wisdom to make the right decisions so that we can overcome any obstacles that we face. Trusting in Jesus and leaning on His support and guidance is not a sign of weakness, but it's an acknowledgement of our faith and belief in His love for us. We're going to go through difficult times. We can turn to Him for strength and direction. That's a big thing. A lot of times we don't know what to do, but it's just that we don't know which way to go. It's through our reliance on Jesus that we can find the courage to persevere, even when things seem bleak. And with that, with Jesus by our side, we're never alone. He's our constant companion. He offers us comfort when we're sad. He gives us a shoulder to lean on when we're weak. In moments of doubt, He reassures us that He loves us. And He reminds us that we're capable of overcoming anything that comes our way. No matter the situation, Jesus' presence can empower us. His love for us knows no bounds, and He promises to be with us always. When we let go of our fear and trust in Him, we unlock our true potential, and we tap into a strength that transcends our human limitations. So as you're going through life and things get complex, a lot of times we find ourselves overwhelmed and scared by the challenges that we face. But we need to remember that with Jesus by our side, there's nothing that we can't handle. His presence brings us hope and courage and the guidance that we need to overcome any obstacle. So let's trust in Jesus and lean on His support, knowing that we're never alone. And let's remember to follow Jesus because He knows what to do. The women at the tomb were at their wits' end, not knowing what to do next. That feeling of being directionless in life is something that we can all relate to, but it's just like when we get lost when we're on a drive. the logical thing to do is ask for directions. But in life, Jesus is that guide who knows exactly what we need to do, where we need to go, which road to take, which turns to take. By trusting and following him, we can find where and what we need to do, and we're no longer lost. The emotions that the women at the tomb experienced are something that we can all relate to us. Throughout our lives, a lot of times we find ourselves in situations where we're confused and overwhelmed, and those feelings take hold of us. Whether we're facing a major life decision or dealing with loss or just trying to get through challenging times, it's just natural to feel uncertain and at a loss for direction. And just like the women who encountered the empty tomb, we long for clarity and purpose. We yearn for answers that can shed light on our cloudy circumstances and provide us with a sense of meaning. In those moments, it can be difficult to find solace and reassurance. But the advice that was given to these women can serve as an enduring lesson for all of us. It reminds us that despite of our struggles and uncertainties, there's a higher power that has a plan for our lives. It reminds us that we need to not walk on this journey alone, but that we can trust in the guidance of Jesus, who offers clarity and purpose. So this Sunday, this Resurrection Sunday, remember this message. It's a beacon of hope. If you choose to trust and follow him, this is the way. It serves as a reminder in the middle of all the chaos of life that God offers a sense of peace. It instills in us the belief that we're not just wanderers lost in the darkness, but that we have purpose and a destiny. You know, high school students are at a juncture in their lives that's pretty relevant to this message. It could be your kids or your grandkids. As they're grappling with choices regarding education and career paths and relationships and personal development, they're overwhelmed. And these decisions can often lead to confusion and doubt. But when they understand that there's a greater plan in store for them, it brings a great sense of comfort and confidence. And knowing that God has a purpose in our lives helps students and adults and seniors, I guess adults and seniors is the same thing, but it helps us all navigate the noise and distractions that surround us. It helps them make choices that are aligned with their values and their beliefs. It offers them strength. It offers us perseverance in the path that's laid out before us, especially when it's unclear. Resurrection Sunday is a source of encouragement. I urge you to trust Jesus and believe that your life has meaning. As I close this out, the emotions that were experienced by the women at the tomb, they're just universal and they're relatable. And they're a reflection of the confusion of the feelings that we all encounter. And though the advice given to those women came from angels, we can use it now today. We realize that God is guiding us according to his will and his plan. And when that plan plays out, we're going to see that it was made for us. This Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, this message should bring you hope and clarity and purpose. If you choose to trust and follow him, this is a crucial time in history. Decide to follow Jesus now, fully. There isn't much time before he comes back. This message is for you. You're out there. You're overwhelmed. You're questioning your life and your purpose. You're devastated. You're uncertain. But you're going to hear God's message, and you're going to remember that Jesus gives us hope and comfort and direction. And you're going to remember that Jesus is alive and that he has something for you to do. That tomb is empty. The past is empty. That tomb doesn't mean anything anymore. Because Jesus came back. He came back from death. You can come back from whatever you're going through. And all the negative feelings that you have, all the worry, you're going to realize it was a waste because you already knew the truth. You're overwhelmed because you're overthinking and you're in your own way. And once you remember that, you're going to get to work and you're going to carry out God's instructions.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Angie.
And I'm Stevens. Welcome to the Christ Alone Podcast, your haven for apologetics and unyielding truth.
Journey with us as we not only stand against false doctrines, but delve deep into the intellectual defense of our faith.
Whether you're a seasoned Christian, a baby Christian, or just curious about defending Christianity, Christ Alone Podcast is your destination.
Join us weekly for thought-provoking conversations that equip you with the tools to articulate and defend your beliefs in an increasingly skeptical world.
Dive into the world of Bible study and apologetics with Christ Alone Podcast, where faith meets reason. Tune in and join the conversation.
You can find us at ChristAlonePodcast.com. All of our handles on social media are Christ Alone Podcast, except for Twitter, which is Christ Alone Pod.
The women at the tomb went and found Peter and told them that Jesus was alive. I don't know what your purpose is going to be. Get out of your way so you can get to work. Ow! Sorry about that. I just spilled hot coffee down the front of my new t-shirt. Makes me mad, too. It's one of the great new designs from RenewedMindsets.store. They have all the latest merch options for your favorite podcast. Shirts, hoodies, and hats. There's even a feeding mat for your hairy child from RenewedMeowSets.purr. And even stainless steel insulated cups like the one I was just using to decorate my new tee. Your purchase helps me put out great content every week. Visit RenewedMindsets.store and use the code SPRING10 to get 10% off everything in the store. You'll get some great stuff, and my baby will get a new pair of shoes. That's at RenewedMindsets.store. Code SPRING10. See ya. Well, at the beginning of the show, I said I wasn't going to do it. I was going to let the Holy Spirit talk to you about it. But the Holy Spirit said to me, that's not my job. That's your job. So here we go. Best laid plans and all that. We're going to talk about why we observe the symbols and tradition of Easter today. Now, if you knew their origins, do you think that it would affect you on how you allow your children to celebrate this holiday? Now, it's similar to the celebration of Christ's birth at Christmas. Easter has become a mix of activities that are unrelated to the death and resurrection of our Lord. Now, people may think that traditions like the Easter Bunny and Easter egg hunts may seem heartless, like believing in Santa Claus. They actually have a strong connection to pagan worship and the rituals from the past. The name Easter, for instance, is not mentioned in the original scriptures, especially in relation to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's actually derived from the word Yoster. Yoster was the queen, Semiramis, the wife of Nimrod, who was Noah's great-grandson, known for his evil acts. In Genesis chapter 10, verses 6 through 8. Yoster had a history. Nimrod constructed the major cities of Babel, Asher, Nineveh, and Calah, Genesis 10, 10 through 12, which were infamous for their wicked worship practices and immorality. You remember the story of Jonah? Well, after Nimrod's death, Queen Semiramis continued these evil practices by deifying Nimrod as the sun god. Later, Queen Semiramis gave birth to an illegitimate son named Tammuz. She convinced the people that this son was supernaturally conceived and the promised child mentioned in Genesis 3:15. The people worshipped Tammuz as the reincarnation of Nimrod and the Queen Semiramis as the mother goddess. Now, these false religions involved human sacrifice, idolatry, astrology, and satanic worship. The sun, Nimrod, and the moon, Yoster, and continued until the time of Tower of Babel. Due to their sins, God confused the people's languages and scattered them throughout the world. Genesis 11:7. Now, as the people resettled in new lands, they brought their pagan worship with them. Queen Semiramis became known as Yostera, an Anglo-Saxon goddess representing the dawn of a new day and new life in spring. Astarte, the Phoenician goddess of the moon. Yester, and Ashtaroth, or Ashtoreth, the wife of Baal and the queen of heaven. Y'all gotta cut me some slack on some of these names. Sheesh. Nimrod was also known as Baal, Balaam, and Molech, the god of fire, and the great life giver. You know, a good once-through study of the Old Testament will reveal that God just cannot stand this false worship, and he specifically tells us not to do that in Ezekiel 8:14. Now, the origin of Easter goes back to the springtime ritual initiated by Queen Semiramis after Tammuz's death. Now, the story has it that Tammuz could be resurrected in the form of new vegetation on Earth through Queen Semiramis's tears.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Now, with the expansion of Christianity many, many, many years later, it became a common practice to incorporate the existing non-Christian festivals into Christian theology. Since the queen, Queen Semiramis, or Eoster, represented the goddess of spring and symbolized renewal and rebirth, the Christian belief in the resurrection of Christ aligned well with these themes. American history teaches us that Easter was viewed as a pagan holiday by the Puritans who founded the nation and only gained widespread observance after the Civil War. Now here's something, the Easter egg and baskets. The Babylonians considered the egg a sacred symbol that represented Ostara's fertility and the new life, or the 28-day cycle of the moon and a woman's monthly cycle. The Babylonians believed in a myth about a large egg that fell from the sky into the Euphrates River and hatched Queen Semiramis. Egg dyeing was part of the evil rituals commemorating the spring equinox. Now, the Egyptians also hung decorated eggs in their temples, and the Romans used decorated eggs in processions honoring the mother goddess. The Druids considered the egg their sacred emblem. The Gauls, Chinese, and the Persians also used colored eggs in their ancient pagan spring festivals to symbolize rebirth. During the Middle Ages, Europeans collected different colored bird eggs from nests to use as talismans against evil and to bring good fortune. And later, the practice of painting eggs became more popular. Now, Easter baskets are used to symbolize birds' nests.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail.
Rabbits have long been seen as a symbol of fertility and can be traced back to the practices established by Semiramis. In the 1500s in Germany, some people believed that bunnies laid red eggs on Holy Thursday and multicolored eggs on the night before Easter Sunday. Eventually, this custom transformed into edible Easter bunnies made from a sugary pastry. Now, this tradition was brought to America during the 1700s by the Pennsylvania Dutch, German immigrants, and evolved into chocolate Easter bunnies and eggs during the American Civil War. Children believed that if they were kind to Osterhaw, the Easter bunny, he would leave a nest of colored eggs. Now, after hearing everything that I've just said, you might wonder, is there a better way to celebrate the resurrection of Christ? Well, there is. A good reading of the Bible can provide you with valuable teaching on Easter's true meaning. Just look in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 3b through 4. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. I'm telling you, it's time to return the world's focus on Christ's Resurrection Sunday and offer heartfelt praises for his sacrifice and his triumph over sin and death. Praise God, hallelujah, Christ has risen. While you're in your car driving this morning, or afternoon, or evening, I've got your captive attention. I'm going to try something new. I'm going to read the whole Resurrection Week story for you in 14 verses. Matthew 21, 7 through 9. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while the others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted. Matthew 26, 14 through 16. Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him over to you?" So they counted out for him 30 pieces of silver. From then on, Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over. Matthew 26, 18. He replied, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says my appointed time is near. I am going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house.'" Matthew 26, 36. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." Matthew 26, 39. Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Matthew 27, 1 through 2. Early in the morning, all the chief priests and elders of the people made their plans how to have Jesus executed. So they bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. John 19:6. As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!" Matthew 27, 30 and 31. They spit on him and took the staff and struck him in the head again and again. And after they'd mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. Mark 15:33. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. Luke 23:46. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. Matthew 27:57 through 59. As evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. John 19, 40 and 41. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with spices and strips of linen. There was, in accordance with the Jewish burial customs, at the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. Luke 24, 1 through 6. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in cloths that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." Matthew 28, 8 through 10. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
Well, that's all for this week's show. You know, the name of this show speaks my hope for you. It's taken from the words of Romans chapter 12, verse 2. "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." If you enjoyed what you heard, do me a favor, please, and tell someone you know about it. Send them a link in a text. You know, you may even need to download it to their phone and show them what a podcast is. If it was valuable to you, it will be to them. Visit renewedmindsets.com to hear past episodes, read the blog, and check out the new merch. And as always, while you're there, send me a voicemail by clicking the button at the bottom right corner of the main page. Tell me what you think about this show. I just might play it on a future episode. Until next week, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.
The intro and outro music for the Renewed Mindsets podcast is "Are You Ready?" by Floodgate, from the album "Are You Ready?" Copyright 2002, Offbeat Ministries Incorporated. Floodgate can be found on Apple Music and iTunes. Music used with permission.
The executive producer of Renewed Mindsets is Yelena McClellan. We have 2 openings for other producers. Visit us at buymeacoffee.com/renewedmindsets for more information.